our Father's Day service this morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and congratulations to all the grads. If you would please stand, we're going to open our song with a song that is very old, but apparently very new to most of us.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the morning announcements for June the 19th, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody that's a father. We are taking registrations for Summer Jam, which runs from August 15th to 19th for ages kindergarten to grade 5. There are paper registrations at the Welcome Center, and there is a colorful bulletin board where you can take a form if you would like to donate some of the needed materials. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our ARC Sunday School is over for the year. Nursery will run until the end of June, and this will allow our volunteers time to recharge before fall. Coloring activities and books are available at the doors for children to use during the worship service. Our ladies group will continue meeting every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at the church. Our youth will be on break for the summer with the possibility of some events, and we'll keep you posted on that. As part of our service today, we will be honoring our high school grads. Thank you.
Please stand with us if you're comfortable, and we'll continue worshiping the Lord together in song.
Who else commands all the hosts of heaven? cross could make every king bow down? Who else can whisper in darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Come and behold the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy. Glory consumes like fire. What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Come and behold. Could rescue me from my failing? Who else could offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him father? Only a holy God. Only a holy God. Come and behold the one. Worship the Holy God. same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can do. You're faithful and true. For the storms may come and the winds may blow, or remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass.
Great is your faith. Your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. To the setting, same I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Shining in the light.
seated. You know what? You've got time.
Martha, sweetheart, smash it quick. Come here.
Turn him on.
There we go.
Don't work that dash.
I just have to negotiate with Ernie to get the band back on.
There we go.
It's okay. We got
to come. I just wanted to hug you guys. Oh, hi, buddy. Good morning. Oh, thanks, pal.
I love you.
And you
bye.
Too? Look at all those people are going to know that you love me. Thank you. Get out. Go. I don't want you. I love you. Oh, I know that. They don't. They're only here for one reason. They're looking for reward. I wasn't out of here. Something great was that.
Good morning. Just we get to celebrate a couple things today, that being Father's Day, and we're highlighting our grads that we're very grateful for. Maura found a way to combine the two together. I don't know if the grads know, but part of our tradition is at the end of the service, there's a big, big cake out there with their names on it, and they're going to cut the cake and serve the cake to the rest of us. So, yeah. And that's what Morris said. Father should get their piece of cake first. So there you go. Yes. Ernie, that was what the sign of two witnesses or whatever, confirmation of some kind, I don't know. But we're thankful that you're here today. The thing that I would encourage you to do is look for the way that God wants to speak to your heart this morning. We have all different things that are going on. Sometimes life's moving too fast, sometimes it's moving too slow. But in the midst of it, more than anything else, we need to hear the Father's love for us. We need to hear again today, I love you, daughter. I love you, son. If he could have created us all over again, he'd make you exactly the same way because he loves who you are. We're going to use 2 Corinthians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, all praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are a people who have experienced the mercy and the comfort of God. Let us come before him now with silent expression of adoration and praise. Thank you, Jesus, that your love never fails. Confession, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. We're confident because of our great trust in God through Christ. It's not that we think that we can do of anything of lasting value by ourselves. Our only power and success comes from God. Does this express the true focus and attitude in our own hearts and minds? Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess these instances of selfish pride. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they'll produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. People of God, Let us lift up our eyes from our many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy, life without sorrow or pain or suffering. Let us be thankful for those things that are eternal and the glory that is at work within us. Supplication, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed, and we thought we would never live through it. And he did deliver us, and we are confident he'll continue to deliver us. He'll rescue us because you're helping by praying for us. Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and in need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring our requests before him now. We pray for all our fathers, that you would bless them, that they would sense your presence, that they'd become all that you dreamed that they would become. We pray for Joanie, for Dania and Richard, for our grads, for Matthew, Caleb, and Emily. May your favor and blessing be upon them, that every place they go, that your presence would go with them. For Ray and Rowena, for Karina and Isaac, for Abby and her children, for Tammy and Clay, for Karen, Kaylin, and Remy, for Shannon and Cam, for Ernie and Marie, for Bill and Sandy, for Matthew and Trina, and some of the places around the world, Liechtenstein, the Marshall Islands, Mongolia, Namibia, for the Ukraine, God, we pray for peace and the end of war. For the United States, for Canada, that you would heal our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things, many things in life we have no control over. Come, our good and gracious God, like only you can. Meet us, heal us, restore us, be the lifters of our heads. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Scripture reading, but before I do, I just want to say thank you. As a bunch of you would know, I came down with a serious case of COVID back in March. Still come to the end of it, but thank you for praying for me. It has made a huge difference in my life and my recovery. So just say thank you. It appears I've been promoted to scripture reading from announcements where Wayne is now. And we're going to use Psalms 4, 1-8 from the NLT. And if you're not aware of that, that is the New Lewis translation. How's that, Lewis? All right. Psalms 4, 1-8. Answer me when I call to you, O God, who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people ruin my reputation? How long will you make groundless accusations? How long will you continue your lies? You can be sure of this, the Lord set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Offer sacrifices in the right spirit and trust the Lord. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe.
Please stand as we prepare our hearts for the message.
Terry Lynn.
No. Okay.
We are not going to stand. We're going to sit. That's right. Just kidding. Whenever I ask Dave or Wayne to do anything, it's always very unpredictable, and I don't know what's going to happen. This morning, we're going to honor our grads. When this last week, our elders met, and we just talked about, we didn't talk about what it was like when they graduated, because they can't go that far back. Their memories aren't that good. But one of the things that we talked about is just recognizing the challenges for our grads today that were so different than when we graduated a few years ago. The challenges economically and financially, and even the uncertainty of where they were going to land and what they were going to do. And this gives a great opportunity in situations in our life where it feels like it is out of control or we aren't sure what's going to happen next. I talk about when I was 18 and just graduated, my dad died suddenly of a heart attack, and it was like, yikes. If anything wrong would have happened, my dad would have bailed me out, and he's gone. And the comfort in all this is that all the more fragile our situation, all the more opportunity for us to move toward close to our Heavenly Father, who will walk with us day and night wherever we are. And that was my case as an 18-year-old 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I was, 40 years ago. See, that's why we try not to go back too far in time. The numbers all get blurry. But God was totally faithful to me in millions of ways, bring people around me who extended grace to me and love and compassion. So we're going to get our three grads to come up and stand over here. You know who you are. Come on up, Caleb. Go over there. I don't want them to be close enough to be able to swat me. So what we did was we asked our grads a number of questions, and they emailed the answers back. I'm going to start with Caleb Stadnick. His parents are Shannon and Cam Stadnick. One or two things you liked about high school, or it would be a lasting memory. Caleb said COVID-19 is something he'll never forget. As for things I liked about high school, they were hard to find. I think the word was nothing. Second question, what is something you'll miss about going to school? I'll miss my friends. What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore? I will not be missing thinking so hard. What are some of your future plans and goals? I'll be taking some time off and working for a year, and then who knows, we'll see what happens. That's great, Caleb. Emily, her mom is Carol Gabriel. One thing you really liked about high school, making awesome friends. What are some of the things you'll miss about school? My friends and the teachers. Boy, for all those who work in the education system, there's a thumbs up to you. Question three, what is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore? Emily will be very happy not to take the bus every morning. What are some of your future plans or goals? Emily would like to go to college and work at the spa. Matthew Gilley. His parents are Tammy and Clay Gilley. Matthew chose to go outside of the box. His parents are going to be totally surprised by this. He would rather not answer any questions, but to have his own statements. So here we go. Where do I begin about liking or missing school? School and I didn't really get along. I did have a couple favorite teachers at the Sturgeon Composite High School. I liked hanging out with friends during breaks or going to watch my buddies shoot hoops at lunch or after school. My friends gave me a nickname. It made me laugh each time they called me. The Gilster, or Little G. Which he fits that perfectly. Whenever I walked into class each day, I planned to work for a year and take a couple courses and then go to a trade school for mechanics. Okay, I saw a couple fist pumps from the mechanics in the crowd. What we're going to do now is I'm just going to ask some of the elders, or if we have any youth leaders, to come up, and we're just going to lay hands on our grads and bless them. Amen. Okay, grads, stay where you are, because for allowing you to come up and put you in this awkward position, we're going to give you gifts, too. So just stay there. Elders, you can flee. Oh, I was warned to hold them like this. Caleb, this is for you. I am. We love you, and we're thankful for your life. Emily, we love you. Matthew, we love you. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys can sit.
Okay, now I'll have you stand. Yeah. And as we prepare our hearts for the message, consider the words of this song. Lord, have your way in me. Please stand as we sing this together.
Lord, have your way with us.
is free. Leave us abandoned to your praise. Lord, let your glory fall. Lord, let your glory fall. Consume.